listen up.
This is a story about two young men, Steo from Dublin's north side and Simo from the slums of Nairobi. It's also a story about hip-hop, what it means to them, and how people can communicate through music.
Hello, I'm Steo from The Informatics. As it stands in my life, I guess music is the driving thing that's kind of motivates me and keeps me going and kind of pushes me forward, I guess, and it's my recreation and my life, I guess, basically, you know. So, you know, I'm in a band called The Informatics, and we're a hip-hop outfit. Recently won the Raw Sessions show on RTE2, and got the cover of Hot Press, and, you know, so things have taken a major turn in the last couple of months. I don't know, it's something about Africa I've always kind of thought there was something very intimidating about the place, because all you ever see on the news or all you ever really hear about Africa is bad news, basically. You know, whether it's droughts, famines, civil wars, and, you know, whatever's going on, it tends to be really sort of negative. I don't really know what to expect, because everyone does have this kind of like, you know, Nairobi's like pretty dodgy, and even when we were getting injections to, like, you know, for travelling, like, the doctor was like, so where are you going? And we're like, Nairobi in Kenya. And he was like, same deal. He had this like weird smile on his face, and he's like, you do realise that Nairobi has overtaken Joburg? And I was there kind of going, in what terms? Like, you know, he said, well, it's like the murder capital and all this, and it's like, oh crikey, like, so I'm excited about it, to be honest, because I would never as a tourist gotten the opportunity to go to these places. I'm going to go experience it. I've got a feeling it's going to be a very life changing experience. Ultimately, we're kind of coming from the same, obviously we've got cultural differences and backgrounds, but ultimately our background is the same, because from what I've heard about him, he works, because what he does during the day, and then music is his outpour and his getaway from all of that. And for me, it's not that much different. Like, obviously I'm living in a lot more comfortable conditions or whatever, or what I've been told. I'm making music because it's what I love doing, and he's doing the same thing, so I'm sure we have similar interests and similar sort of outlooks on things. And
we're flying out to Nairobi tomorrow, where Steel will collaborate with Simo on a hip-hop track. I pay him some of Simo's music to give him a flavour of what's to come.
Should be cool, like, fucking.
What were you expecting?
To be honest, I thought it'd be kind of 50 Cent-ish, kind of, you know, sort of very Americanized and heavily influenced. I mean, you can hear the sound, the American sound in it, but he's got his own culture, like, heavily imprinted on it, which is nice to hear, you know. It's quite beautiful, actually. The language itself of it is quite, it's lovely just to hear it, you know. Oh, I think it could be really amazing, actually. Like, you know, there's the potential of something really, really good there. Like, and yeah, I think it's going to be a good trip, man. It's going to be nice.
So what do you reckon, Steve? First impressions?
Yeah, really good. I'm trying to kind of get out of the airport, and then
48 hours later, we land in Nairobi.
So now we're into...
This is real, isn't it?
This whole area is safe to be. This has all been transformed lately. There were stalls all along. Now the guys are trying to move back. But they're... These are a typical physical little shops that you have everywhere, which are really handy. They're open till late at night. Dukas.
This is Highland.
It's very, yeah. Big cliff, very dangerous.
Finally, Steo gets to meet Simon, the reason he came here.
I like to be. I would be there one day.
They chat there, make sure you and look through photos of Ireland.
Yes. Yes. It's a nice place.
But that doesn't last too long.
You meet the piano.
Simo's anxious to hear some of Steo's music.
You using guitar?
No, I don't play the guitar. I play the flute. Huh? Mm-hmm. But I make the beats. I can play around with guitars, but I'm not very good.
Yeah, in the house, the streets. Keep chilling. Threeso. Mm-hmm. Number three.
Yeah. This is a story about I was on it waiting for a train home, and it was like busy platform on the train, you know, people going home from work, and there was a kid about 14 years of age came up to me. He was on heroin and tried to sell me his bracelet. Kills a lot of people, like there's a big problem in Dublin with it, like, you know.
So we're making another track, Minanara is Trukana Tweb. Minanara Intunga Kera Minanara.
This is this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like peace? Uh-huh. Love your neighbor. Enjoy together. Make a party. Call your neighbor there. Mm-hmm. Bring, enjoy. Don't fight. Don't burn house. Don't kill your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So stay safe. That is it. Minanara. About peace. Speaking about peace. God is good all time. All time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm speaking about God and people. We have much to love with our neighbor.
Simon's English isn't great, and Adam, our interpreter, helps us chat. Simon hasn't had an easy life, but like Theo, everything he's been through influences his music.
I'm from Turkana.
I know you don't know exactly what age you were when you left Turkana. You were very young, were you?
Yep.
Yeah. Can you tell me what you remember about Turkana as a young boy?
What is I remember in Turkana when Samburu people coming from nowhere to take your cow off home, she burning a house home, and then she make everyone spirit.
So you had to leave your mother and your village because the Samburu people stole...
She's taking cow, no cow home. Because cow is like tuwebu ambien ngombe ni kama mali huko Turkana.
He's saying the cows in Turkana is like the way of life. It's like their wealth. They put everything into the cows. Their wealth, their pride.
So you had none left when the Samburu people came?
When the Samburu people come, I left home. House is burning. No more brother. No more sister, and then maybe my mother is running all of them.
So she ran away, and you ran away.
Yeah,
and you got split up.
Split up, yeah. Everyone go running like this. The gun, boom. So everyone, the bush. I was running alone. I don't know why I'm running. So I try to run, mom. Hey, mom. You never listen to my voice. My mom just ran away. Samburu people is coming, shooting gun, pat the bush, the tree. I say, my God, I have a chance because I'm missing 4 men, guns, shooting for me. I don't have a gun to shoot for him. I don't have anything. So we have to run to save your lives.
You were on your own, were you? You didn't find your mother again?
Uh-uh.
You couldn't find her?
No.
Or any of your family?
I don't know. Maybe she's still alive. Maybe she's dying. I don't know. So I am alone. So what I'm trying, this is my business, music. Mm-hmm.
Your father, did he leave before the Samburu?
Before I see, she leave your home when I'm still like this.
What age you about?
What is it?
You're in car 9-8.
Yeah.
Your father left.
Yeah. So... she left and she never came back. So I stayed there on the street for many years. No years. I needed to see Nairobi. I needed to be in Nairobi city.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
I think Nairobi is too much money. And then it's maybe good life. For many, when you listen to music, I like it. Because when I listen to music, the radio, when I'm asking, What else people talking about today? Every day you have brand new star. Every day you have brand new star. Kwani Nairobi ni nini? What is Nairobi? I have to move that city. Stay Nairobi. I want to be a musician because she was my dream for many years. So when I came to Nairobi and then I will survive.
Around the same time that Simon was forging a life himself on the streets of Nairobi, Steele was back in Dublin, following his own path.
NTV Raps used to be on at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday. I slowly but surely started getting really, really into it, like, and kind of starting to piece together little raps and, you know, what went with it. And it was a different world, and it was so far removed from where I was from, like, but there was still something about it I could relate to, like, as in it issues that were being tackled or whatever, you know, that sort of way. And I'd say about 15, 16 at the time, like, when we were hanging around the shops, we were also hanging around in the park in Albert College, like, and there was all sorts of silly shit going on, like, you know what I mean? It was the usual, you know, young guy stuff, like us drinking and doing whatever else it took just to get kicks, like, and chased by the police or whatever, like, and I never really felt comfortable doing it, like, it wasn't really my thing, like, but my excuse was always, I've got to go home, there's something I want to see, kind of thing, so kind of, you know, that was, like, I was living for that every week, you know, that sort of way, just to watch that, just to catch up on what was going on, like, and in a roundabout way, I suppose it kind of kept me out of a lot of trouble that was, you know, has certain mates were getting into or whatever, you know. And but even then, like, I was kind of in my mind going, yeah, this is what I'm going to push and what I want to do. Like,
Steele was eager to get a taste of Simon's reality. So we take a walk with him and Irish development worker Dave Redmond through the Kayaba slums.
When I see Stephen last night, I was very happy to see Stephen. And then, surprise, I say it's cool to see Stephen. And then it was like something new is coming in my life. Something new. And then I feel good. Yeah. We're going to make something good. The people of Highland, you are going to enjoy that voice to Africa from Ireland.
You know, see this in the distance here? Yeah? Is this the houses? What is this?
This is the house there up. This is calling Kayaba Ghetto.
So you've seen, have you ever been anywhere like this before?
Never, man.
Could you describe it for me from your eyes?
I don't know, it's kind of, you can imagine, I don't want to kind of make it, this isn't trying to be funny or anything, but at a music festival kind of thing, you know, the way things are set up, like stalls and shops and people just selling their wares, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a micro world within the world, you know, that sort of way. Buzzing, it's full of life as well. The smell of coal kind of brings me back to the 80s in Dublin for some reason. So. Mm-hmm. Running sewers and that, like, it's kind of, I mean, it's, I don't know, man, it's all I like to take in, kind of thing, you know.
This is the river for come inside. That is the river is coming for Kenyatta Hospital, Nairobi. We're passing to Ghetto.
Yeah, it's intense, man. But there's still some sort of a warmth in the place as well. Like, maybe it's the novelty of having us around, like, but you still seeing little kids holding little bottles and shit, man. I don't know what's in them. I can only imagine, like, babies, like, you know. It's pretty full on, like. It's like a thriving little street as well, you know, as a business kind of area, like, I mean, I don't know where you describe it back home or whatever, but it's full on, it's pretty intense, and the river we crossed as well was just like a sea of plastic bags, man. So.
Okay, so here we're at Mukuru Skills.
Lunga Lunga.
We arrive at the centre where Dave works.
There's training for about 200 youths in catering, hairdressing and art.
Dave introduces Steo and Simo to some local boys from the slum who are excited about hearing them perform.
Stephen and Brian, they're all from my country. What's my country?
Kenya.
Ah, Kenya, thanks. What's my country?
Ireland.
Okay, where's Ireland on the map?
There.
Okay, show me. The last time you got it wrong, it's not Greenland. Come on, show me where Ireland is.
Somebody
short.
Here.
Come on, somebody. That's Europe.
You're nearly there. You're hot.
Yes.
Well done.
All of us.
So I don't know if any of you know Simo. Simo, do you know Simo?
Yes.
You're local, huh? Simon's a musician, and Stephen as well. Stephen's from Ireland, and Stephen's a musician. So today they're going to entertain you a bit.
Simo, get in here, man. Yeah. You had the knowledge, man, the knowledge.
Wakina mama wapendi kuambiwa. Wakina mama wapendi kuambiwa. Wambia Yesu awambie. Wambia Yesu awambie. Wabunge wapendi kuambiwa. Wabunge wapendi kuambiwa. Wambia Yesu awambie. Wambia Yesu awambie. Jo, nime survive for miaka mingi kwenye site. Nairobi site. Niliangaisha kweli kwenye site. Mina shikwa, mina pigwa, na shikwa naonewa kila saa. Yeah.
What about a freestyle?
A freestyle?
Just off top of your head.
Okay, yeah. Let me think. Planes carried me on propellers. Come to the land of Mandela and the man they call Fela Kuti. And you say you come to Nairobi. You beautiful children, show me the world that you show me. Yeah. Walk in the ghettos and I say the plan B. Every single boy learning words from these three. Grown new things that come from the ground right up from the roots. Yes, all my friends speaking the truth for ghetto youths. Yes, sir. Yeah. One more dancing?
Dance.
I don't do dancing, man. It's for the radio. I dance.
Once the music starts, Steele fits right in. Everyone's speaking the same language.
It's a knockout, really, man, when you think about it, where it's a music that was born in a small corner of the world and how it spread, like, and just... I mean, you hear a lot, how are you? How are you? I'm good, thank you. I'm good. So I'm very, like, when I write music, I tend to write sort of, no, I wouldn't say it's depressing, but it's the darker side of things, you know, I tend to focus on that's what I see, but... It seems that Simo's life is kind of, from an outsider looking in, is quite a dark thing, you know what I mean? But he's finding a lot of positivity to try and express that side of him, you know, that he's definitely got that in him and it's still alive, you know? I mean, life's hard back home, but it's not this. It's not this at all. I'll never, ever give out about my job again. Like, the guy's, he lives out in the streets, collects bottles during the day. And like you say, he's all the reasons the world to be bitter, but there's not an ounce of it in him, you know what I mean? He's just a very pleasant guy, and there's just the warmth of the Kenyan people I've met so far. It's incredible, man. I'm just soaking it up. There's a hell of a lot to soak up, you know?
After a couple of days getting to know each other, Steele and Simo finally sit down together to work on their track.
So, yeah, we came back to the house and myself and Simon were going to start working on some beats, just laying down some drum patterns and stuff, and just going to get a rhythm for him to see if he likes it or not, what way he wants it to go, and kind of just going to start sequencing and making some beats. And yeah, we'll kind of get a bit, see if we can get a better sound. You just say when you like the sound, yeah? Sure?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. All right.
Got it, man. Woo! Collabo. He's a deadly trap.
The lads work well into the night. But early next morning, it's time for Simo to get back to his reality. Going through rubbish bins to collect plastic he can sell on. As Adam, our translator, explains.
We are going around the estate. He'll be collecting the plastics as usual. So we'll be following him around and seeing how he does his work. After seeing how he does his work, we will also go to where he sleeps. The plastic bottles, he collects them outside rich people's house.
Yeah, we go on. We had any fungi.
Yeah, unaenda kupima.
They weigh the plastic.
Makaratasi, paper, kazi zimejaa.
He's saying when he collects some plastic and papers, he takes them and they weigh it and they pay him for each kilo. It has its price, so he has to get as many as he can.
So for me, it's not a job. It's not forcing a life on the street. It's like It's like an emergency job.
Emergency job.
Yeah, because you don't like to be the street. You like to change your life.
It's not just plastic that the bins offer up. Occasionally, Simo comes across old clothes he can sell or leftover food he can eat.
He's saying most of the food that they collect from the bins or the garbage, they don't know how long it's stayed in the bin, but they don't have another choice just to eat it. So most of the time, they are not sure if it's like maybe a day or how many days that it has stayed in the bin. Yeah, so he's saying it's a kind of risk, but God protects them.
So that is my life in Nairobi. We survive. We don't have anything, but only God protects these people on the street. Yesu nikama dhahabu, nikama dhahabu.
Yesu nikama dhahabu. Simo leads us to a piece of wasteland where he sleeps with his friends. Rubbish covers the ground and there are just a few trees to shelter on them.
Where do you go?
Wait, these are your friends?
Yes, my friend. We survive together. This is the place where we sleep. Hey, why don't you put it here? Why don't you put it Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. This is my place where we sleeping. We cooking here. Mm-hmm. So she was nice, so big.
There was the cardboard boxes, and you stepped inside with the net on top.
Yeah.
But then the council.
And then when you came to break down, and then.
Now you sleep over here by the tree, yeah?
Yeah, now I'm sleeping inside.
In fact, it is life. Hard life in Kenya that's making us to be here. We meet as brothers here. Coincidentally, we were not expecting to meet here in this field. But we have to cope with the situation because there is no way, no otherwise in life. So all over Nairobi, there are survivors like we. It's not only we here. So we do survive just like that because there is no otherwise. Yeah, we sleep in this cold, but we are just trying to cope with this harsh environment. We sleep in this cold at night. In the morning, we wake up to light up fire like this so as we warm our body. We don't have any good place to shelter ourselves.
You met me. I'm the one who
showed. But in Osiwambia, Nini, Wambia, Tuyani.
When he came to Nairobi, I'm the one who showed him how to survive because there were no job.
You remember when he came here first?
Yeah.
What was he like?
He's a strong man. He have a talent of singing. Bona sasa nimebadilika sasa nikimtafuta kanisani kila mali. How see your vijana? Cristiano hapa MC ndani ya studio. Yesu ni kama dhahabu.
Some of those collect bottles, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And it's honest, it's real. Paragraph, but honest, you know? And it's special, man. It's very impressive. This place is just about basics, man, you know? And I had this thought in my head last night. Music for money. Shit, artists making stupid money, you know what I mean? I'm making it for all the wrong reasons. It's just business, but the likes of watching Simon do it, it's like... how difficult must that have been to kind of... For a guy who lives pretty much under a tree to get into a studio. He doesn't read or write. It's all in his head, you know what I mean? And it's just his expression, you know? And it's... Obviously, he wants a better life and hopefully that can bring it for him. Like,
where do you think music fits into the whole thing?
It's an escape. It's an expression. It was the same as when we were, as a nation, we sang songs to kind of keep ourselves going, you know? It's our form. It was our form of entertainment. It was... It was the way of telling your story, you know?
You okay, Samuel?
I'm okay.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good because you are coming because of me. I think that so I will be happy now you are seeing my life, my place where I'm sleeping. So my life is bad. I like to be someone else. to have good life. I said, this is my chance. It's coming from nowhere. I never knew it, but my chance.
Simo shown Sio the hardest side of his life today, and it seems to have inspired them both to get back to work.
We can leave it bare and just have you sing it for us.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I like it for my people, you listen, I heard me, I heard the hell, I heard me, the hell, I get the heart, because let's go, everybody dance, so make the floor, everyone in the party. Yeah, come on, come on.
Did that fire thing you were saying earlier on?
Yeah.
You're saying fire.
Oh, fire is it. Sasa fire, fire. Sasa fire, fire. Fire, 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 yo! You can sing fire burn them,
fire burn them, fire burn them,
fire
burn them, fire burn them,
fire
burn them, fire burn them, fire burn them, fire burn them, fire
burn them,
yeah!
It's nice, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so just finally tell me about the song you make a mistake.
Problem is like fire, because if you don't have a job, you are burning. I don't like fire. I need
Simo sees his problems as the fire, and Steo as the water. Steo's taken with the idea, and the track begins to take shape.
I want a new life.
It's a beautiful thing what you just said, man. You know, I'm the water, he's the fire. The problem is the fire, and in his eyes, I'm the water, man. That's incredible, man, you know?
Music is a message. Without message, it's not music. Say something. Say something, the music. Change something. Change anybody. The village, the ghetto.
What's your message, Simo?
If you are a musician, if you are talented in music, when you go anywhere, you find a problem. You find a woman is crying. So we have to speak in, to bring together love. So we like to put music, putting people together.
Like, there's so many parallels between what myself and Simo are doing in terms of ambition and drive and wanting to try and pursue and get by on your talents. But what sweetens, what makes it easy for me, what I do to get by, to give me the opportunity to do those things, is a lot. It's, you know, it's easier, like, unimaginably easier for people that didn't see or don't, you know, understand what it is that he does. Like, the guy goes around rummaging through rubbish bins, picking out bits of plastic and food, bits of half-eaten food he brings back for his mates that they cook again to survive. Do you know what I mean? It's like hiding his clothes in a certain spot so he can, you know, have his good clothes to, you know, mix and go to church or whatever, you know, that sort of way. Like, but just, I mean, even since we were here, like, the guys, some security guards came along and kind of tried to clear them away from where they were sleeping, like, and he gashed his hand open, like, a pretty deep cut, like, you know, that sort of way. And only for ourselves were here at the time when he showed it, that it would have just been left dirty, you know what I mean? Lord knows what was in his hand when it was cut, you know. That's, that life to anyone back home is, well, to the majority of people back home is unimaginable, like, you know what I mean? It's like, he does that to survive. And then to work that bit harder to try and save money to try and go to studios. I mean, that's incredible. Like, it shows such determination and drive and ambition, man. It's like, he's already got the talent. He's already got the frame of mind, you know. He just needs the opportunities and the breaks, and hopefully they're coming his way, you know.
She's taking long.
Too long? Yeah, okay, I can show
you. Yeah. We need to restart.
Do it one and then come in here like. Is it
long?
Yeah. But I thought you were gonna get all like, yo, Christian, make it all that shit, you know?
You can stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. There, huh? ini moto, ini fire, and then tumekuja kuzima, tumekuja kuzima.
Our trip to Nairobi is almost over. Steve and Simo are working hard to finish the track.
Yeah, it's all it takes just for me to put one little verse in, and then I'm going to do the fire, fire, boom, boom, boom. Fire, fire.
What about the actual track? I mean, it seemed that Gillan, when I was watching him in the studio at the start, he was humming something and you got it straight away. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's worth communicating?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the language barrier was, because sometimes it's hard to know what exactly he was getting at, you know, that sort of way, but he wasn't even saying things. It was kind of like, you know, it goes da 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 da, or like doing the bass line sound or whatever, like, you know what I mean? And the beats, you know, he could say, I understood what he wanted, kind of thing, from him just going, tick him, tick, you know what I mean? Like, and it travels further than anything, really, doesn't it? You know, because we were sitting in Dave's back garden listening to music from the Cameroon, from Uganda, from Tanzania, and just like all of it like touches you in some way, you know. So it's a powerful tool. I've said it to you already, like, about how Africa is perceived in the media or whatever, you know, and there's never really a positive thing in any news coverage. Like, it's always pretty bad. Like, and it wasn't like that when I got here. Like, I mean, there was moments when it was, you know, it was edgy. I wouldn't say I was like afraid, because we got people with us who were looking out for us and keeping an eye on us, and that was always nice. But then last night when it came to it that we were going to be getting the tattoo, yeah, without Adam or any of the local lads, I was kind of going, I don't really know about this, man, you know what I mean? So it was pretty intense, man. It was like, there was no real sort of street light. It was all kind of just lights from the shops, so the middle of the road is really dark, and cars are kind of keeping it lit up, but the cars are also making it dusty, so it's a weird kind of light, like almost misty, like when you're walking through, and it's hard to see beyond where you're walking, like say 12 feet ahead of you or whatever, you know, that sort of way. So you never really know what's coming ahead of you, like, so things could jump out, you know, that sort of way. Things can just be there, like. And then even with the rubbish was burning as well, like, so there's that smell of burning plastic, which kind of reminded me of Dublin as well for a lot of wrong reasons. But and people are just getting on with their lives, they're just doing what they do, kind of thing. Like, people were staring, like, going, what are these crazy idiots doing here, you know, that sort of way. It's like, that's the one thing, Africa is alive, or Kenya anyway, Nairobi is just bustled all the time, like, you know what I mean. The one thing I got from people was that they're really, there's a positivity within them, like, and maybe it was the people we met, but there's great positivity within them, and hope, optimism, and it's not even that, it's just the basic, they're getting by and they're just living their lives, you know.
The week in Kenya has come to an end, and it's time to say goodbye.
I'm gonna miss you all.
Yeah, I'll miss you back.
So I don't know, maybe how we can meet you again, but I hope when we'll be back again. So, on to that.
Can I miss him, Steve?
Yeah, man, definitely. It's a nice addition to my circle of friends, man, you know. It's great hanging out with him, seeing, meeting the man, finding out what he's about, and just having a laugh with him, man, you know. Yeah. Talented guy, clever guy, he's got a good message. Mm-hmm. His heart's in the right place. And that's pretty much all you can ask for, really, isn't it? So.
Music has brought Steo and Simo together. The track is finished. Steo heads back to Dublin, and the week has made Simo more determined to change his life for the better.
If you don't make it, what will you do?
I'm not going to go back again. I have to fight. This is my dream. It doesn't matter how many years it's taking. I have to do something special. This is my dream. How can I break it? I have to do it.
African sunset. We're drawn together by a mission, work is not done yet. I'm trying to find some comfort in a world where there's none left. 99 out of 100 of us turning in unrest, singing songs in the key of survival. In a constant war with no enemies or rivals, eyeball to eyeball, shoulder to shoulder. When lady love turns her back on you, there's no way to approach you. Yeah, he's born beneath the can of scars. Listen to him analyze, wounded like an open wound, stinging if they sanitize. I see it in his eyes, the streets that I named desire. Christiana with steel, got the water for your fire, yeah.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.